Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Lessons learned in the gale of affliction. They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." Mark 4:41. Some things are certain, like death and taxes and taxing situations. Count on it. There will be storms and difficulties in every human life. You, like the disciples in Mark 4, may sometimes wonder, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" Yes, he does care, infinitely. Christ is faithful to see you through difficulties. J.C. Ryle offers some reassuring words for stormy times. Walk with J.C. Ryle, a British church leader and author in the 1800s. Here were the 12 disciples in the path of duty. They were obediently following Jesus wherever he went. Yet here we see these men in trouble, tossed by a tempest and in danger of being drowned. Mark well this lesson. Being in Christ's service does not exempt his servants from storms. It will not be strange if we have to endure sickness, losses, and disappointments just like other people. Our Savior has never promised that we shall have no afflictions. He loves us too well to promise that. By affliction, he teaches us many precious lessons, which otherwise we would never learn. By affliction, he shows us our emptiness and weakness, draws us to the throne of grace, purifies our affections, weans us from the world, and makes us long for heaven. Today's New Testament reading is Mark chapter 4, verses 21 through 41.
He said to them, "Do you bring in a lamp to put it under a bowl or a bed? Instead, don't you put it on its stand? For whatever is hidden is meant to be disclosed, and whatever is concealed is meant to be brought out into the open. If anyone has ears to hear, let them hear. Consider carefully what you hear," he continued. "With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and even more. Whoever has will be given more. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them." He also said, "This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain, first the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it because the harvest has come." Again he said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade." With many similar parables, Jesus spoke the word to them as much as they could understand. He did not say anything to them without using a parable, but when he was alone with his own disciples, he explained everything. That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him."
It's easy to breathe a prayer of thanks when a storm is over. But what about when the waves are breaking? When there's water in the boat? When the noise of your circumstances threatens to drown out the prayer on your lips? If faith in God works, it had better work then. Rest assured, it works. But as the disciples learned, there's nothing like a good gale to add zest to your prayers.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.